With me today is Neville Barrett. He's the general manager for the Salvo store. And we are going to talk about the National Op Shop Week. Good day, Neville.
Good day, Nerida. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Look, no problem. Really enjoy, happy to do it.
My children will often ask me when we pass by an op shop, they will ask me, why is it called an op shop, Mom?
Well, look, I don't know how you would answer that, but to me, an op shop just means simply it's an opportunity to provide something back to the community and to receive something from what you're spending.
It's where you find treasures. That's what I would say.
Sure do, yeah.
And this year, you're celebrating National Op Shop Week with Fashion with a Conscience campaign.
Yes, we are. This is our fifth year for National Op Shop Week. And in conjunction with all the other charities in Australia, we're wanting people to reinvent, reuse, and recycle their garments, and get along with us to celebrate the contribution that opportunity shops make to their local communities.
And there's a lot in it for us willing shoppers as well, isn't it? It's a lot of savings, a lot of great ideas.
What we're providing this week, and we have some really great bargains going throughout every store right throughout the week. You will find discounts right across in different sections of the store. But also, you'll also find that there are tremendous items that, as you put the word treasure, that you really just can't find just anywhere. You've got to go in and have the fun of fossicking through the items that are there and finding that treasure. And I assure you, if you went shopping, that you would find a miracle. You would find a wonderful treasure. And I think all of your listeners would do themselves proud to go along and, if they haven't been to an op shop before, have a go. But I think of those that have been and those that are frequent shoppers would find some wonderful bargains, particularly this week, because we've got some very, very good specials happening around.
I'm an avid reader, and one of the treasures I usually find in an opportunity shop are books.
Yes.
And the thing with finding things in an opportunity shop is the history that comes with it as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, most opportunity shops have been around for a long time, particularly the majors. And speaking for Salvo Stores, I mean, we've been around for, 135 years. So we've, in one form or another, throughout Australia, Salvo Stores has been working with the community, utilising the capacity that it had to assist people who were less fortunate. And at some times, at some point, back in the day, we were started off as a prison gate brigade where we were assisting people coming back from prison to settle back into society. That was way back, of course.
And of course, things have changed nowadays. And today, where there's a lot of waste going on around us, the opportunity shop is one way to save like tons and tons of rubbish that go into landfill that are still viable, isn't it?
Look, every year, Salvo Stores diverts over 50,000 tons from going to landfill, and it doesn't sound a lot because a ton is 1,000 kilograms. So 50,000 tons is 50 million kilograms, and when you put it that way, that is a lot of stuff that we are stopping from going to landfill. And of course, the contribution that all opportunity shops make to the reduction of landfill. I saw one figure being quoted by Do Something. I believe it was around about 300,000 tonnes across Australia is diverted from going to landfill each year by the contribution that op shops make to the community.
So the next time you come in an opportunity shop, think of the opportunity it creates, not just for you, but for the people around you and your environment as well.
Absolutely. And of course, I'd just like to share with your listeners too that, you know, the Salvos in particular, we would like people to consider donating good quality items, and the reason is because the first position that we have with things that are donated is that we provide them free to people who come to our community service areas. So we provide good quality items to them free when they have the need, and then the rest we sell. And so therefore, you know, we want the people to come along to us who are in need and not receive something that is not in good condition. We would like them to receive something that's going to lift their spirits and provide them with dignity. So the general rule of thumb for us with donations is if it's too good to throw out, but it's excess to what you currently need, then donate it to an opportunity shop.
One of the things that I do is if it's been sitting on the cabinet for more than 6 months, it's meant to be shared to others.
That's a fantastic idea. In fact, I'm going to use that one if you don't mind.
So Fashion with a Conscience starting this Sunday until
it
next
starts
Saturday.
This Sunday, yes. It's being launched at the Red Cross store in Sydney. And following that, all of the opportunity shops around Australia will be celebrating with great bargains. And also there are some competitions going. I think every store's got something special happening in their own local area. And I just applaud everything that's being done around, because, you know, without our wonderful volunteers and donors, well, speaking for the Salvation Army, without the wonderful volunteers and donors, we could not exist. So we're also celebrating the contribution that not only the volunteers make and the store staff, but also celebrating the donors that provide these items. Sometimes they give these items to us and we know that they go without to do so. So they bless us and we're very humbled by that.
Thanks very much for your time, Neville Barrett from Salvo Store. National Op Shop Week this Sunday.
Thanks, Marital.
SBS. SBS. SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS
Radio.